We're talking about the International Golf Tournament, the Ryder Cup, on the morning show. Organizers expecting between 40,000 and 50,000 spectators each day at Whistling Straits near Sheboygan. But first, we're keeping score on our fall membership drive. I'm here with Mike Crane. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Your gift right now is so important, and that's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your gift keeps the morning show and all the programs you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you to everybody who's been giving. The goal for this hour is to get 35 gifts. The goals are set to make sure that WPR has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
That's absolutely right. And let's meet this goal. It's one pledge at a time. Let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates with tax dollars. Well, it's true. We do get some funding from the federal government and from the state, but it really is voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
And that means your support is so vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air and going strong. Now that you know how important you are, make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What's important to you? Family, friends, hobbies, things you invest in, your time and sometimes money. Giving to what's important to you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes you feel good.
And the biggest source of funding for WPR is listener support. So your gift makes a really big difference in your life and in the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners. So together, we make an impact on our community. Make your difference today. See the ripple effect with your first ever gift of $10 a month or $120 at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin Public Radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for a better life.
Let's just call it brain food. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you love. And that is why your support this fall member drive is really key. Maybe your gift is that $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Your time is valuable, so we've made sure that giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. We need a couple of pieces of information: your name, how to contact you, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy, straightforward, and your gift right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on every day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
About 50 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for 28 more people to join in, help us reach the goal. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How about that WPR long sleeve shirt? That is so perfect for the time we're living in. Light blue, Wisconsin-inspired design, soft navy shirt, perfect for those fall activities. Ask for yours with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, how about becoming one right now? It's really easy to set up, and that means you'll be making ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552, and that provides reliable support for WPR.
And those programs you love. Matthew in Eau Claire reaching out saying, I listen to WPR every morning while taking my daughter to daycare, and it provides me with quality coverage and insight on current events. James in Madison says, I want WPR to be on the air in the future! Exclamation point. Appreciate you, Matthew and James. Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Whistling Straits, it's where it's at. Along the shores of Lake Michigan, taking center stage in the Gulf world, hosting the 43rd Ryder Cup. Every 2 years, the U.S. and Europe go head-to-head. Players go all out for their team and country, no purse. Captain Steve Stricker of Madison talked with media Tuesday about this moment.
We have this opportunity, an unbelievable opportunity to play this in front of, you know, the fans of Wisconsin and around the world and around our country. So yeah, it's going to provide a lot of relief and get people away from thinking about COVID for a while and think about watching some great golf.
Will you watch? What are you looking forward to with Ryder Cup? Have you ever played Whistling Straits? What do you find challenging about the course? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Sue Shapcott is founder and director of instruction at Change Golf Instruction in Madison, also a former PGA Tour player. Sue, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be back.
It's here. It's happening. I think, you know, Sue, what solidified for me that Ryder Cup is happening was when the Europeans showed up wearing cheese heads and green and yellow shirts like they're going to a Packers game and, you know, not the first tee at Whistling Straits. So, you know, can you believe that Ryder Cup is here? It's happening?
It is. I mean, obviously it was postponed from last year, so it's great to finally have the tournament happening. It's going to be a very interesting and different tournament this year because of the travel restrictions that are in place for Europeans coming to the States. It means that there's going to be no European fans here. And fans are traditionally an integral part of the Ryder Cup. There's a lot of kind of singing from the Europeans. There's a lot of camaraderie between the different sets of fans. So it's going to be an interesting Ryder Cup from that perspective.
Yeah, you know, players have also spoken out in the past about fan behavior that crossed the line. What do you expect out of the crowd and the rivalries between the U.S. and Europe?
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting because usually the fans, they banter. It does cross that line. But this year there's going to be so few European fans that, you know, I wonder whether just the whole tone is going to be, you know, a little quieter. You know, not quite so, you know, partisan, and whether as a result, then we're going to be able to focus more on the golf and less of the jibes that have started to come from the fans. But it's going to be interesting.
They're still expecting full attendance, I understand, 40,000, 50,000 people each day. What do you think will be different with COVID?
I mean, it is amazing that they're still going to get full capacity. I don't expect the experience of the fan going to watch to be that much different. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, I do think that it's going to be lacking a bit because you won't have the, you know, you'll have the expats that are there like me, who goes to support, Europe, but, otherwise it's going to be, you know, I imagine very much, an American supporting crowd there, which is again going to change the dynamics of a typical Ryder Cup, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless.
Well, help us understand what makes the Ryder Cup so special. You have these 12-man teams; they're chosen. You know, why is this so special?
What the Ryder Cup does is it pits the different tours against each other. Up until probably about 25 years ago, then it was Great Britain and Ireland against the United States. And Great Britain and Ireland could not hold their own, and so they changed it. They opened it up and made it a match between the United States and Europe. And with that influx of European players, then the European team suddenly had a fighting chance against the American team. And that really brought some life into the Ryder Cup, that, you know, now it's a fantastic rivalry. The American team is typically on paper the favorites. You just have to look at some of the bookies' odds for the match, and you can see, you know, how much on paper the Americans are favorites. But Europe always has the ability, it seems, to, as underdogs, just kind of pull something out and give America a good run for its money. So, you know, I don't expect that this Ryder Cup is going to be any different.
What type of golfer excels at this type of play, this match play where you score hole to hole, not in strokes?
Yeah, it definitely is a format that favors the European players. European players grow up playing a lot more match play than the American players. And I think that is why, even though Europe is traditionally the underdog, they've punched above their weight. And it also kind of, the format not only being match play, but also they play things like foursomes and four balls, which is a two-person team. Mm-hmm. And again, Europeans have more experience of growing up playing that kind of format. And the Americans don't really play much foursomes. And so even though on paper the Americans are the strongest players, you know, those little nuances of the format for the Ryder Cup really help even it out.
We're talking golf with Sue Shapcott, golf instructor and former British PGA Tour player. You can join in. Are you a golfer? What do you think of the Ryder Cup? What do you want to know about the tradition and the history of this rivalry between the U.S. and Europe? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Sue Shapcott here on the Ideas Network. We're talking Ryder Cup on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Our state preparing for an onslaught of people attending the International Golf Tournament this weekend. But first, we're checking in on our fall member drive. I'm with Mike Crane, and it's your gift that makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So step up, be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Really enjoying this conversation with golf instructor Sue Shapcott, and I hope you are too. We are working on our member drive with 40 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for 15 more people to join in. Now, thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now. This is your opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You know, you can get headlines and sound bites in other places, but where do you go for in-depth discussion?
That answer, of course, is the Ideas Network. Here, you don't just get a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to develop ideas and ask questions. WPR is a great source of in-depth information. Your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes it possible.
So support the Ideas Network, the programs you count on, and become a sustainer. Make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And then month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and that will feel so good. So pick an amount that works for you, say $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Fall is here, and in the Midwest, that means changing leaves, apple picking, and days that are too cold for a t-shirt but too warm for a jacket. This member drive, we have the perfect wardrobe solution, the new WPR long sleeve t-shirt. This navy shirt features the WPR and NPR logos on the front and a Wisconsin and WPR inspired design on the back. This soft cotton shirt is perfect for all your favorite fall activities. Ask for yours now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. It's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And now is the time to make your contribution because you're thinking about it right now. And and it takes just a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. So see what that's like right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 13 more people now to support WPR programs, and then we'll meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered, and that's why your gift now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And how about the long sleeve shirt? The WPR long sleeve shirt, navy, features the WPR logo on the front, a Wisconsin inspired design on the back. You give at $20 a month or more. Shirt is yours. Ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking about how it's long sleeve. I find I'm wearing long sleeves in the summer too, just for sun protection. So it's useful all year long. Now, if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. How about making today your day to increase your support by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Jeremy in Madison, who says, WPR is my go-to to be informed and inspired every day. So please, Jeremy says, keep up the great work and thank you. No, Jeremy, thank you. Thank you for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sports Illustrated, I think, says it's best. The Europe versus USA match play buffet has become pro golf's most beguiling and thrilling event. Full stop. We're talking about the 43rd Ryder Cup as it gets underway at Whistling Straits. Here's Captain Steve Stricker of Madison with media earlier this week about COVID precautions.
Doing the proper things to stay safe and within our team zone and within that bubble and just trying to make sure that no one gets sick. I mean, we want to play.
Do you have tickets to the Ryder Cup? What player do you want to see? Have you played Whistling Straits? What do you want to ask the golf instructor? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Sue Shapcott, a former tour player who claimed national championship titles in England, Wales, Britain, France, and Belgium, and she stays with us. Sue, you know, I'm wondering, as you watch this, you know, and you see the rivalries between the U.S., and Europe, what is the role of Captain Steve Stricker of Madison and the role of keeping the U.S. team together?
Yeah, the captain plays a really important role. The role is to kind of build that cohesive spirit within the team. You know, as professional golfers, then we spend most of our time playing individually on the professional tour. And so it's switching from that mentality to a team mentality. And the captain plays such an important role in that. You know, my firsthand experience that I had with this was my brother-in-law, Paul McGinley. He captained the 2014 European Ryder Cup team. And just watching how he prepared to captain that team, you know, he sought advice from, you know, soccer coaches and managers who are more used to dealing with teams. And, you know, how he had to change his usual approach and, you know, instead of pulling from his own experience as a player, you know, really thinking about how do we make this group of individuals into a team that are going to perform best together. So, you know, the captain's role is so important, and there's been so many interesting and different approaches over the years. So it's going to be really fascinating to see, you know, how Steve Stricker approaches it and, you know, what his strategies are to bring his team together.
And it's really fascinating to me, the contrast there, because the captain seeking counsel, seeking feedback, and seeking outside ideas, when the game of golf can be such an individual sport, an individual game.
That's right. And, you know, that is one of the things that makes the Ryder Cup so unique in golf. You know, it is one of those chances where players get to be part of a team. But, you know, the other side of the coin is that many players and captains who are former players, you know, don't necessarily have a lot of experience at managing teams or playing in teams or, you know, team performance. And so, you know, looking outside of golf, I think, can really help teams get that edge in the Ryder Cup.
And Stricker has to navigate this animosity, this rivalry between Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. You know, it all started in 2019 when Koepka made a comment about slow play. So help us understand, what is offensive about slow play? Please set the record straight.
So play, the speed of play on tour, and then consequently, you know, in other formats of golf, has just become slower and slower and slower. So a round of golf that, you know, used to take 3.5-4 hours is now taking 5-5.5 hours. And so the various tours have tried to institute rules that will speed players up. So there's a 40-second limit from when you get to your ball to when you hit it. Now that's, you know, if you start violating that rule and your group falls behind the group ahead, then you'll be called what's called, you'll be put on the clock, and then, you know, you can incur penalties for slow play. Now, that being said, the rules, you know, aren't necessarily incorporated or enforced, and there's certain players on all of the tours that are notorious for their slow play, you know, whether it's their routines that slow them down or whether it's, you know, just how they, you know, keep checking their advice or their notes about a particular shot. And Bryson DeChambeau just became very, very slow, looking at notebooks before every shot that he hit. And so, you know, he became a target from a lot of players for trying to get him to play faster. So that's kind of how it all started. And then, you know, on the other hand, then you could argue that by slowing down your play, it's some kind of sportsmanship against the other players.
We're talking golf with instructor and former Tua player Sue Shapcott. Are you in a business that will be affected by the Ryder Cup? How excited are you for the tournament? How are you preparing for tourists? What do you think of the game of golf? Are you teaching it to your child? Join in any point, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Sue Shapcott. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. It's for the love of golf and country. We're anticipating the Ryder Cup and considering what golf offers as a sport. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's size up our fall member drive. I'm here with Mike Crane, and our goal is to keep bringing you topics like this, like Ryder Cup, and whenever the spotlight is on Wisconsin, what does that mean for our state? Your support makes that happen, because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We got about 24 minutes left this hour. We are looking for more people to join in with their gifts. Your gift now is so important, because when you give, you support the Ideas Network and the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're hearing from golf pro and instructor Sue Shapcott about the Ryder Cup. And maybe like me, you thought of golf as an individual sport. But we learned from Sue about how golf can be played by teams and how interesting that might be.
And these are the types of conversations that you hear on the morning show. WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So many topics. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
It's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee or that Snickers bar.
But consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day right here from listening to WPR. So maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month, is just the right donation for you. Sign up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You know, we're not shy about asking you to make a contribution, but we also ask that you give an amount that is comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. That's a good suggestion. And others give $100 or more a month.
And whatever the amount, whatever you choose, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. So give now, whatever amount feels right to you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for more people to join in this hour, and that includes you. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we heard from Kayla in Madison, says, I rely on WPR to get my news. Emma in La Crosse is here saying, I want my son to grow up listening to WPR just as I did. Emma passing along that family tradition. Kayla and Emma, thank you so much for your support. Your gift is powerful. It truly makes a difference. So give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and thank you so much for your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about the Ryder Cup getting underway and in the women's golf world recognizing the Solheim Cup held earlier this month in Ohio, showcasing the biennial matchup between the 12 best LPGA Tour players in the U.S. against the Ladies European Tour. As we take a closer look as well at inclusivity and equality in sport, do you feel like golf reflects your interests? What would change that? Did you close a business deal on a golf course? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Sue Shapcott runs a golf coaching business in Madison, former tour player, and she stays with us. So, Sue, I know we've talked about women in the sport and people of color in the sport. What needs to change about the game of golf to make it more inclusive?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I'm not sure anyone has exactly the right answer for that. But what's been really interesting in the last couple of years is that golf has, you know, globally taken about a 20% boom. So, golf has been a very safe place to be. It's a place where people can spend time with family and friends. It's outside. And so there's been a big surge with COVID golfers. So that surge has really brought in a new audience to golf. So a lot more golfers of color, a lot more women. So the pandemic has, you know, given golf a fantastic opportunity to shake itself up a little bit. Then the million-dollar question is whether we can keep a more diverse population in golf, and I guess we're gonna find out. So, you know, I think that COVID is gonna give us an opportunity to recognize that, you know, golf should be more inclusive, and there is a lot of interest for golf from, you know, non-traditional populations, and we've got to make sure that we do a good job of keeping those golfers in the game.
You know, courses early on in the pandemic were recognized as being a safer place, a safer outlet for people to be. How have courses stayed open? How are they doing financially?
Yeah, so golfers, you know, golf courses are doing fantastically. Golf clubs that typically run on a membership type basis, then they have become full for the first time in years with waiting lists. The revenue from rounds played has increased. So, you know, golf has really thrived during the pandemic because it is, you know, a naturally COVID safe sport to play. Now, the parts of golf that aren't so good are the, you know, the 19th hole, the, you know, after golf activities. So, you know, courses have taken a hit with food and beverage, but overall there's just been such a great interest in the game. And, you know, at least once or twice a week, then I'll have relatively new golfers come in for lessons. And, you know, they self-identify as COVID golfers. They said, you know, I've taken up the game within the last couple of years. You know, I had a bit of an interest before, but with COVID then, you know, I've really gotten into it because I can be outside, I can spend time with my friends, and it's socially distanced and it's a safe sport. So it's been a really interesting time for golf.
You know, going back to the women and the Solheim Cup, the women's equivalent to the Ryder Cup, what impact has that made on women's golf and the global interest in it?
Yeah, I mean, this last Solheim Cup was really fantastic. And, you know, it was the perfect example of what has happened in Ryder Cups over the years. The Europeans were the underdogs. The Europeans didn't have their fan base there because of the COVID travel restrictions. And yet they persisted. They beat the American team. And when Europe wins the Solheim Cup, then it really does help put golf, it elevates its status for women in Europe. And I think this last Solheim Cup, the quality of golf was so good. The talent that both sides had was so amazing that, you know, it does nothing but good things for golf worldwide.
We're talking with Sue Shapcott, who is founder and director of instruction at Change Golf Instruction based in Madison. You can join in. Are you anticipating the Ryder Cup? What are you looking forward to? Have you played Whistling Straits? Are you a woman in golf? What does that feel like? And who do you play with? Join in 800-642-1234. Sue, going back to Whistling Straits, what would be your game plan, your strategy for this course? This is a Lynx course, as you know, origins in your neck of the woods in Scotland and Ireland and England. What would you suggest for strategy?
Yeah, I was just checking out the weather forecast earlier today, and the weather forecast is for relatively high winds, cooler temperatures. And so controlling the trajectory of the ball is going to be, you know, of utmost importance. Under those conditions, then you've got to wonder whether that is going to suit a lot of the European players better. And the European team has a lot of Great Britain and Irish players in it this year. So I think that the strategy would be, you know, keeping the ball in play under those windy conditions and such a difficult course setup that Whistling Straits is going to be. I haven't had a look at how the course has been set up by Stricker, and the captains have the, have the ability to kind of set the course up in a way that they think it's going to favor their team. My guess is that Stricker is going to move the tees back, make it a little bit longer, which is going to be advantageous for the American players that have a longer driving average than the European players. But then on the other hand, then if the windy conditions do come to play, then I think that could, you know, that advantage that they have with distance could be knocked down by the advantage that the Europeans have with the windy conditions and being used to controlling the trajectory a little bit more.
There are some new players in the mix. Is there a particular player you're watching more closely, or who's most exciting to you?
He's not a new player, but Ian Poulter, the English player, he's been just a stable for the European team for the last few Ryder Cups. And, you know, he just loves the Ryder Cup, the passion that he brings. You know, he is the ultimate team player in terms of, he's not the best player on the team, but he's the best team player that they have. And so, you know, he really gets the players kind of, you know, going about the event. Usually he can, you know, get the fans going too, but that's not going to happen this year. And so he's always fascinating to watch in these Ryder Cups because he just draws on Well, I don't know what he draws on, but he just gets his energy from somewhere that, you know, every Ryder Cup, he just, you know, he's just like something else. He takes on like this new energy and, you know, exceeds all expectations. So he's who I'm interested in watching in the European team. From the American team, then I just love watching Bryson DeChambeau. I know he's, you know, a little bit controversial. He rubbed people the wrong way. But, I mean, just what he has done in terms of how he has changed his body to maximize his hitting distance, how he has really taken driving to a new level, is really fascinating to me. So he's doing something a little bit different, and that's interesting.
So, okay, help me sort this out, because in each of the team sessions, there are four matches. And so if you do the math, that means eight golfers play. What happens with the other four golfers, the other four on the team?
Yep, so they'll do a variety of things. So if they know that they're not playing the morning session, but they're playing in the afternoon session, then they may spend a bit of time working on their games, just making sure that they're warmed up, ready for the afternoon session. They'll probably spend some time out on the course, just assisting the captain, supporting their teammates, getting a feel for the course. But really, they'll be out there in a supporting role, whether it's combined with preparing for the afternoon session, or whether they know that they're not going to play all day, in which case they're just going to be out there helping and cheering on their teammates.
And you really don't know, because they don't announce like pairings until like very close to the moment. Is that right?
That's right. So the captains have a deadline where they need to submit their pairings for the next session. And, you know, until then it's kept very hush hush. And no one really knows, you know, who the captain is going to play. Probably the players have some insight, but the rest of us don't.
And there's no prize money, no purse for a Ryder Cup. What does that, you know, winning the tournament mean then for players when there isn't the money involved?
Yeah, so players have said that winning a Ryder Cup and playing in a Ryder Cup has been, you know, the highlight of their career, despite, you know, there being no prize money. And I think there is something about, you know, you're playing for your country or your continent, you're playing for pride. And, you know, the reality is these guys don't need any more money. And so, you know, I can see why it's just something different. And, you know, they're just putting their heart and soul into it. And, you know, they're playing for something that is arguably more valuable than money.
Okay, so here, Sue, you're going to help us with trivia night, if there ever was one, with Ryder Cup trivia.
Oh, goodness.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot. I have faith in you. Why is Ryder called Ryder, and why is Solheim Cup, the women's equivalent, called Solheim?
Okay, so I'll start with the Solheim. So the Solheim Cup was sponsored and kind of brought to fruition by the founder of Ping Golf Company called Carsten Solheim. And so the tournament was named after him for, you know, getting it going. So that's the Solheim Cup. The Ryder Cup, I believe, was named after an English player, could have been a Scottish player. That one I'm a bit fuzzy on, so you might want to use Wikipedia to do a bit of research on that one. But the Solheim Cup is, you know, was more recent. Maybe that's why I'm more familiar with it. But the Ryder Cup, I'm pretty sure it was named after someone in the UK that probably founded the tournament too. You wait, I'll be totally wrong on that, but that's what I think.
That's okay. You know, here's an easy one, and we only have a few seconds left, but what are some of your favorite places to play this time of year?
Oh, gosh. Well, I really like golf in the fall, and my favorite places around Wisconsin, Sand Valley, which I know is a new course, is a really magnificent golf course. It's very kind of traditional golf in the sense of the golf course design. And it's a really fantastic experience. Other than that, anywhere where you can see the nice change of color in the leaves is a good day spent on the golf course.
Sue, thank you for joining us. Happy Ryder Cup.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and may the best team win.
Oh, indeed. Sue Shapcott, founder and director of instruction at Change Golf Instruction based in Madison, former tour player. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. And our goal in this drive is to ensure that you keep getting your favorite programs like The Morning Show.
Yep, and your gift of any amount is so important because your support provides the largest piece of funding here at WPR. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, and we have had such great positive support in this hour. We take it one gift at a time. We're looking for yours. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered, and that means that your donation right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, we've learned so much about the game of golf, the psychology of the Ryder Cup, and the so many interesting things to know about the golf world with Sue Shapcott. She is just so much fun to talk with. These are the kinds of conversations I love, and I know that you count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 make shows like today's possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And enjoy the USA-made WPR long sleeve shirt. It has a light blue Wisconsin-inspired design on a soft navy shirt. It is perfect for all these fall days. Ask for your long sleeve shirt when you make your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I wake up to Wisconsin Public Radio. The alarm goes off. It's better than a snooze alarm for me because I get to hear a lot of interesting things, especially in the car. If it's not public radio, I'll turn on some golden oldies for a while, but that gets, then you heard the same song 75,000 times, you get tired of it. Maybe try some country western, but mostly I keep going back to public radio because there's always new stuff. I'm John Ink from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it is my source for a clear view of the world.
Keep coming back. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on each day. And that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
We're working together on making this hour really successful, and you can help. You help ensure the strength of the Ideas Network, so make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And go back in time. Think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you got a recommendation from friends or family to check out the high-quality news, the interesting discussions, the weekend programs, the fabulous music, or maybe you just found us scanning the dial. However you first found WPR, now you're hooked.
Whether it's been years and years and years or just a few months since you found us, your contribution of $10 a month, that's $120 in a year, supports the quality program you've valued since that first time you listened. So be a part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Keeping that strong momentum here in this segment. So WPR is listener powered, and that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support for WPR by $5 or $10 a month. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Elizabeth in Madison says, I've listened to WPR regularly for about a dozen years. The news from WPR and NPR is important to me, and I want to make sure that it is available to everyone. Elizabeth, thank you. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org, and thanks for your support.